thank you for having me. It's a privilege and a pleasure for me to preach here this morning.
感谢大家让我今天有机会 和你们一起分享读经。
Let me pray before I start this morning's sermon.
在我们崇拜之前先有一个先有一个祷告。
Father God, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to read and to hear from your word.
感谢上帝让今天我们有机会听到您的话语和一起读经。
Please give us attentive ears, soft hearts, and a willingness to obey and a humility to be repentant.
求您给我们一个仔细聆听的耳朵和一个柔软的心，让我们能够遵循您的话语。
Please use this preaching of your word today to fix our eyes upon the cross of Christ.
求您让我们今天也能够开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看到十字架上的耶稣。
Onto the salvation that is life, death, and resurrection as one for us.
由于上帝耶稣的生命为我们的死以及为我们的救赎
and all this for your glory's sake in Jesus name
感谢奉主耶稣基督圣名求阿们
阿们 This morning I want to share with you an interesting piece of news
今天我想和你们分享一个有趣的消息
A few weeks ago in the city of Ningbo there was a Lego exhibition in a shopping center
在几个星期前在宁波市有一个乐高的展览会。
There's a local artist, his name was Mr. Zhao. He spent more than 10,000 yuan and over 3 days and 3 nights in his 1.8 meter statue.
当地有一个艺术家赵先生他花了10万元用了3天3夜的时间造了一个1.8米的雕塑。
Yeah, I've got a picture on the PowerPoint if it's working.
就是我们有一张图可以让大家看。
It's a statue of a fox from a film called Zootopia.
这是一个在那个 Zootopia 这个电影里面的这只狐狸的雕像。
So there he is on your right. On your left, he's standing next to the statue.
然后这个就是赵先生站在那个狐狸的旁边。
But within 1 hour of the exhibition, something terrible happened.
然后在这个展会的一个小时之内。有一件非常糟糕的事情发生了。
A little boy, 5 years old, he pushed it over and broke the whole thing.
一个5岁的孩子，他不小心就是撞到这个雕像上，然后就把它撞下来了。
And Mr. Zhao, he was there to see it.
然后这个赵先生是很不幸的站在那里就看到这个发生了。
And this is what it looks like afterwards.
然后摔坏之后的样子就是这样的。
Unsurprisingly, he was very upset.
那很没有意外的，他非常的伤心。
To their credit, the parents of the boy were quick to apologize and readily offered compensation for the damage.
然后这个闯祸的男孩的父母就是赶紧上去，非常非常的抱歉，也是很有诚意的想要给一些补偿。
But interestingly, the artist Mr. Zhao he accepted the apology, but he refused any sort of compensation.
但是很奇怪的这个赵先生他接受了他们诚意的道歉但是他却拒绝了那些就是金钱赔偿。
He said that, it was an accident, the boy didn't mean to break it, so he forgave the boy and let the family go.
然后这个赵先生说那个仅仅只是一个意外然后他接受了道歉他觉得这个男孩不是故意要把他弄坏的所以他让他们离去了。
What do you think about what he did?
然后你是怎么样看待这件事情的呢
When the news went online, many people were angry and said the boy and his family got off too easily.
然后当这个消息传到网上的时候很多人看了也很生气就觉得这家人和这个小男孩好像就是太简单的就逃脱了这个事情。
They said the boy and the parents sort of needed some sort of punishment.
他们都说这个男孩和他的父母需要一些惩罚。
They really should have insisted giving the artist something back.
他们都觉得这个父母应该很坚持的要给那个艺术家一些补偿。
In essence, on hearing about the artist's forgiveness, many people thought it was unfair.
然后他们听到了这个艺术家对他们的宽恕，就觉得很不公平。
And I wonder if you feel the same way.
那我觉得是你是不是觉得也是同样的不公平呢
？Sometimes forgiveness is really unfair.
有时候饶恕就是很不公平的。
The passage we're looking at this morning is from Matthew 18:21-35. I've asked her to have only read 21 and 22.
然后今天我们要讲的经文就是在马太福音的21章21节到35节。我就是刚才希望他只读了21节和22节。
And this whole passage is on this topic of forgiveness.
这个经文讲的就是讲的宽恕的经文。
I want to take a closer look at the story together this morning.
然后我想我们今天一起再来好好的看一下这个故事。
But just right before this section, in the whole of chapter 18, Jesus has been teaching his disciples about what it means to relate to one another.
就是在整个经文的一开始第十八章的时候，就是耶稣就教导了众人和彼此之间的一个关系。
And in verses 15 to 20, just one bit before here, Jesus raised the issue of reconciliation.
然后就是在这段经文的之前一点点，在十五节的时候，耶稣就讲到了和解的问题。
He began by teaching his disciples, if your brother sins against you, then follow these steps, to sort it out in love.
然后他一开始就说了，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，然后他就一路的教导下来，就告诉他们怎么样处理，用爱去处理。
So when we come to these two verses, it gives us an interesting context.
让我们回到这两段的时候，就会看到它里面有一些很有趣的见解。
So Peter, having heard what Jesus has said, he wanted some explanation, some clarification.
然后彼得是听到耶稣怎么讲的，但是他需要一些解释。
He's saying, so inevitably, a brother will sin against me. Okay, I can accept that. That's okay.
他说不可避免的，如果有一个人得罪了我，就是没关系。
Okay, and I take these steps, and we sort it out. We are reconciled, and I will forgive him.
然后就是我们就按照这个步骤一点点处理，我们就把这个误解或者是把这些犯罪处理掉，然后我还会原谅他。
But how many times, Jesus, should I keep doing this if this happens over and over again?
但是耶稣，我要饶恕他几次呢？如果这个事情一次又一次的发生。
7 times?
是七次吗？
What he's asking is, because in the end, there should be a limit, right? Into allowing other people to hurt me and to take advantage of me.
然后彼得的问题就是无论什么事情，他总有一个限制，就是让不管是伤害我的人，或者是从我这边拿取小便宜的人，总有一个限制。
Peter is actually in one sense being very generous.
彼得其实在某种意义上讲，他还是比较慷慨的。
Because there was Jewish teachers of the time that said the limit of forgiveness is at 3 times.
因为当时有一些犹太的教师，说到如果要去饶恕的话，他们的给的限制是三次。
Because any more than that would mean the person who's offending you is just not sorry at all.
如果超过三次，这个人还是继续得罪你的话，就说明他其实一点都不感到抱歉。
After all, it is only natural that we should protect the victims.
就是很多时候这是很正常的现象，我们应该保护那些受害者。
So I guess we can say that Peter was actually being extra holy when he suggested maybe even 7 times.
所以我们可以这样说，彼得其实非常有属灵的，因为他说了是饶恕七次。
In reply though, Jesus' answer shatters all expectations. He said not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times.
但是在回答当中，耶稣的回答是出人意料的。他说不是七次，也不是70次，是70个7次。
In another translation, it might be 77 times. The number is not, the exact number is ambiguous, but the point that Jesus is making is not.
这个实际的数字其实是有点夸大的，但是上帝的意思不是这个意思。
Jesus doesn't want Peter to count how many times he needs to forgive before he can take revenge or hold the sin against the other person.
耶稣不希望彼得去细数到底是几次他饶恕了这个人，然后呢，他就可以去报复这个人，或者是去回复这个人。
Jesus is saying, don't just forgive many times, forgive every time.
耶稣就说不是饶恕多少次，而是每一次都要饶恕。
And if this wasn't difficult enough already, let me remind you that in context, the person who is hurting Peter or us is a brother, a fellow Christian.
如果这个还不是很难的话，让我提醒你，在这个经文里面，其实伤害彼得的人，是我们的肢体。
Think about it. When a stranger, you don't know someone you don't know, who pushes past you in a train or in the bus.
试想一下，如果在火车上或者是在公交车上，有一个人走过去推了你一下。
Or you're driving on the road and there's a person you don't know and is driving really close to you or honks you.
或者是你在开车的时候，开在后面的人就是对亲了一下喇叭。
You can accept that and you can get over that.
你可以接纳，也可以就是很快就让他忘记。
You don't even know who these people are.
因为你都不知道他们是谁。
Oh, but maybe when a colleague, they backstab you, they talk behind your back, they don't do any work, but they get all the credit.
但是在你的同伴当中，你同事当中，有人在背后阴你，或者是说你坏话的时候。
Or even when a family member, they treat you badly because, I don't know, they had a bad day.
或者是家庭成员对你特别特别不好，只因为他们有一个糟糕的一天。
You might take some time, but you can get over that.
可能你会花一些时间去原谅，但是你最终还是会原谅。
Because we think, oh, they just don't know any better, or they just that kind of person.
可能你会想，哦，没关系，他们可能就是这样的人，或者是他们不知道怎么做。
But if these people, you knew them and they were Christians.
但是这些人是你知道的，然后又是在教会的肢体的时候，
it hurts us so much more, it makes us so much more angry.
然后那就会产生更多的愤怒让你。
Because we don't expect it, because it's so much more difficult to forgive them because they should know what they're doing.
因为对于你来讲，你觉得这是不应该发生的，因为你对教会的肢体有更多的期望。
And especially when we're at church, we expect this place to be.Our sanctuary, our joy, our shelter from the world.
因为当我们觉得在来到教会的时候，教会的肢体，我们大家是这边是一个教会的避难所，我们大家应该充满爱，充满平和。
If there's a place where we can expect better of people, it is a church.
如果我们有一个地方我们会对人有更高的期望的话，那就是在教会里。
This is not a place where we expect to be hurt, to be victims.
然后这个地方不是我们预计到我们会被人伤害或被人背叛的地方。
So when we're hurt at church beyond the pain itself, we feel the anguish of shattered expectations as well.
然后当我们在这个教会被出人意料的那些事情所伤害、所背叛的时候，我们是内心是非常非常的震怒的。
So how can anyone then forgive like how Jesus wants us to?
然后我们怎么样去饶恕那些人，用上帝需要我们去饶恕的方式呢？
Well, I think Jesus knew that Peter as well as us will have such questions in our hearts.
然后我觉得耶稣是知道，就像了解彼得一样，知道我们每个人心中有很多很多的问题。
And so he tells us through, answers us through a parable, and we're going to talk through it in three sections.
所以他就是用一个寓言的方式了告诉了我们，然后分了三个小节告诉我们该怎样去饶恕。
Now, Kate is going to read from verse 23 to 27 in the Chinese for us.
然后我现在先读从23节到27节，用中文读，是天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了欠1000万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物。主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女并一切所有的都卖了偿还，那仆人就伏伏拜地说，主啊，饶恕我，将来的我都要还清。那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的罪。
And as Jesus tells this story, he tells us this is what the kingdom of heaven is like.
然后当耶稣把这个故事告诉他的时候，就告诉他这个就是天国的事情。
He says the kingdom of heaven is like this, a servant owed his king money, a lot of money.
在天国当中就是这个仆人欠了他这个王很多很多的钱。
Well, how much money?
那多少钱呢？
We're going to have the next slide. In the Greek, the number is actually 10,000 talents.
然后这个钱是希腊文当中的一千万银子，
一万银子。
Yeah.
Uh, So I've done some numbers. So one talent is 6,000 denarii.
这个一他连得是六千个银币吗？
什么？
迪拿利。
And normally one denarii is one day's working for a normal person.
然后一个德拿利就是一天的工资。
So we say that's 52 weeks in a year and 6 days of working, that's 312 days of working.
然后算下一年52个星期，一天是六周工作日。
And so roughly then one year you earn 300 denarii.
然后大约就是一年就可以赚300个德拿利。然后你算一下。
10 years is 3,000.
然后十年就是三千。
20 years is 6,000.
然后二十年才得到大约六千。
20 years only gets you one talent, right? That means to get 10,000 talents, you owe that's 200,000 years of salary, which for you would be 20万。
二十万。
对。Okay. That's a lot of money.
那是很多一部分钱。
But in order to at least pay some of it, something has to be done.
就是至少你要去还债的话，有一些事情一定要发生。
So the king said, "All right, let's sell this servant and sell his whole family as well."
然后这个国王就说，把这个仆人卖了，把他的妻子儿女都卖了。
We shouldn't be surprised because what is owed must be paid.
我们不需要意外，因为欠债的总是要还的。
The victim, the king, must be compensated.
然后这个受害者就是这个国王，总是要被一些补偿的。
But as judgment was about to fall on this servant, he falls on his knees and he cries and he begs the king to give him time.
但是这个当审判来临的时候，这个仆人就一边哭一边跪下来和那个国王祈求饶恕。
He says, "Have patience with me, and I'll pay you everything."
他就说，主啊，宽恕我，将来我都要还清。
Really, everything?
是吗？所有的吗？
But the surprise is the king looks down at this pathetic man.
但是意外的是，这个国王看下对着这个可怜的人看。
He, out of his pity, not anything else, he bore the full expense onto himself, and he forgave him.
就是出于他的怜悯，不是一些其他的原因，他竟然就饶恕了他。
He cancelled the debt. He spared his servant from what he deserved because he wasn't able to pay.
他把那个债全部取消了，然后他就是告诉这个仆人，因为他不能够偿还这些债。所以说他把这些债全部取消掉了。
We need to recognize that it was a costly thing to do for the king.
我们应该能够理解到这个对国王来讲是一个巨大的一笔钱。
And it's an amazing story already, but it doesn't end here.
这本身就是一个很伟大的一个故事，因为这个王取消了这么大一笔钱，但是这个故事还没结束。
We're going to read the next section of the story from verses 28 to 30.
我们挨下去还要读这个故事的第二部分，从第28节到第30节。那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他十两银子，便揪着他掐住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的还我。他的同伴就服服央求他，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，竟去把他下到监里，等他还了所欠的债。
And so the story continues, we find out thatWe find out what this servant does after his miraculous escape.
然后这个故事继续下去，我们就发现了这个仆人怎么样对他的同伴，做了一些事情。就是当他已经奇迹般的从那个巨额那个贷款当中逃脱出来的时候。
When he came out, he saw a fellow servant, and this servant owed him a debt.
当他出来的时候，他看到了他的一个同伴，然后这个同伴呢是欠他一笔钱。
And in the original Greek, the debt was 100 denarii.
然后
sorry,
在原来的时候，就是在希腊文里，这个债就是十两银子。 一百个德拿里。
德拿里，德拿里。一百个德拿里是a third of a year's wages。
一百个德拿里就是将近于一年三分之一的工资。
Which is not a small amount。
就是这不是一笔小的数目。
And so when this first servant saw this guy, he grabs him by the throat。
当这个第一个仆人看到他的那个同伴的时候，他就掐住他的喉咙。
He's choking him and he's threatening him。
他一边掐住他，一边的威胁他。
With fury in his eyes and with hatred in his voice, he growls, "Pay what you owe."
有那些愤怒在他眼中，他用那种嘶吼的喉咙声音对那个同伴说，把你欠我的还我。
I guess it's not a surprise. I mean, it's a little bit heavy-handed, but what is owed must be paid. The victim must be compensated.
我觉得这个不应该意外，虽然是有点，就是好像重，但是呢，欠的就必须要还，受害者是必须要被补偿的。
In response, this fellow servant, he was unable to pay. So he fell on his knees and he cries and he begs this man to give him some time.
作为回答，他的同伴也是不能够付这笔钱，然后这个同伴就跪下来，也是一边哭一边祈求这个人放了他。
He says, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything."
这个同伴也说，宽恕我吧，将来我必还清。
And this first servant, he looks down at this pathetic man.
但是这个第一个仆人就是看向这个可怜的人的时候
，without a hint of pity, and unwilling to be owed any longer, this first servant, he refused and drew on all the power he had by law and sent this man to jail.
就是没有出于一点点同情心，这个第一个仆人不想再被这个同伴欠更多的时间，然后他用了他所能用的任何的力量和那些律法的这些方式，把他的这个同伴下到了监里。
He gave this man what he deserved for not being able to pay.
他给了他的同伴一个下场，就是没有办法付钱的下场。
He wasn't being unfair, he was just being just.
他不是说意义上说他不是不公平，他只是让他得到应该得到的。
He was exercising the rights he had by law.
他在练习他手上的这些律法。
He was making compensation for his losses.
他在为他自己所失去的做一个补偿。
And I wonder how you feel about this man.
然后我觉得你是怎么想这个第一个仆人的呢？
We're going to read the last section of this story from 31 to 34.
然后我们要看这个故事的第三部分，从第31节到34节。就是众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了，你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
It turns out when other people saw what had happened, they were distressed.
就是在这个故事当中，我们看到其他的人看到了这个他的同伴的下场的时候，他们都非常的忧虑。
Because perhaps out of pity for the man who was thrown into prison.
当然除了可能除了那些就是对这个人被下到监里的这个人有一些同情之外。
Because being in prison means he can no longer work or even earn part of the debt back.
因为下到监里就是意义上他不可能再工作，也不可能怎么样去还债。
But perhaps maybe because they sense that there's something wrong.
但是他们也有可能是已经感觉到有一些不对的地方。
They didn't take the matter into their own hands, though.
他们没有用自己的手去处理这件事情。
They went and told the king, their master.
他们跑去告诉了他们的国王，他们的主人。
And in response, the king, hearing this, calls for this servant.
然后作为回答，这个王听到了第一个仆人所做的事情。
He condemns this first servant for being wicked.
他谴责了他，就因为他的邪恶。
He condemns his lack of mercy. He condemns, and in his righteous anger, he punishes this evil servant.
这个王谴责了他缺乏怜悯心， 以及他用他正义的正义的怒火去惩罚了这个邪恶的仆人。
And when we think about this, we cheer at this outcome.
当我们思想这个的时候，我们应该为这个结局拍手。
Because we agree with the king.
因为我们同意这个国王所做的。
And this first person had a debt that he could not pay canceled.
这第一个仆人他有没有办法偿还的巨款，但是被释放了。
But he couldn't find mercy and forgiveness for someone else for a lesser offense.
但是这个人却没有任何的同情心和怜悯去饶恕另外一个人对他所做的一点点就是更小的那个债。
And so by his actions, by withholding mercy and forgiveness, the first servant showed that he had no appreciation, no understanding of the mercy and forgiveness that was shown to him.
所以第一个仆人他的所作所为就是没有给那些怜悯和宽恕，就恰恰证明了他一点都不感激这个王赦免他所有的债，也对这个怜悯和赦罪没有一点点的理解。
He has abused and despised the king's costly and gracious forgiveness towards him.
他滥用和藐视了王对他昂贵和亲切的那些关怀。
We can rightly say that this first servant, he's selfish, he's proud, and he's ignorant.
我们可以非常正确地说，第一个仆人他是自私的，是骄傲的，也是愚昧的。
And in contrast, the king, he's right, he's just, and he restores his mercy and forgiveness, and gives him the justice that was previously held back.
然后相反的，这个王是明智的，是正确的，他给了他最公正的审判，就是他当时王没有给他的那个审判。
And so, as he finishes the story, Jesus summarizes his point on forgiving others by verse 35.
然后当结束这个故事的时候，耶稣把他总结了一下，什么是饶恕，就是第35节，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Jesus says to Peter, I have told you now what forgiveness of our heavenly Father looks like.
耶稣对彼得说，我已经告诉了你什么是我们天父所认为的饶恕。
It is extravagant. It is unimaginable. It's like the way the king forgave the servant's debt.
那个是不可想象的，那种是像王免了那个仆人一笔巨额的偿款一样的。
And in the same way, he is showing mercy and forgiveness to every Christian for their sin.
然后同时他也给了他门徒和那些肢体同样的饶恕。
And so when a believer, a Christian, they willingly withhold forgiveness, they act like this wicked first servant.
所以当我们信徒也是很吝啬的去施舍那些饶恕的时候，我们的所作所为就和那个邪恶的仆人是一样的。
They become that violent choker, that selfish, proud, and ignorant, wicked servant.
我们就会变成了像那个掐人喉咙的，非常自私又骄傲又愚昧的那个恶仆人。
And if they persist in behaving this way in their wickedness, they will face the anger of God.
如果他们继续坚持他们的这些邪恶，他们就将面临上帝的怒火。
In the end, Jesus knows the problem with us is not that we need to know forgiveness is a good thing or not.
上帝知道我们的问题不是去了解这个饶恕是好的还是坏的。
He is not just teaching us on why we should forgive, he's giving us the how as well.
上帝不是仅仅告诉我们我们为什么要去饶恕，他也告诉了我们我们怎样去饶恕。
He understands that often forgiveness just feels too difficult.
他理解有时候饶恕就是让你感觉到非常非常的困难。
It is just not natural to us. It's not our first instinct. What we do want is we want revenge. We want retaliation. We want just punishment.
这个不是我们人性的第一反应，我们当背叛的时候我们想要的就是报仇，去反抗，去耿耿于怀。
Because when we think when someone sins against us, it makes us a victim.
因为我们觉得如果有人得罪我们的时候，就把我们变成了受害者。
It seems to cost us so much to forgive and not to take revenge.
那个觉得感觉上就是要花很多的代价去饶恕，而不是去报仇。
It costs us our pride.Our rights, our face, and our reputation.
那个会花费我们一些，就是会让我们失去我们的骄傲，我们的那些权利和我们的信誉。我们的面子。
And it seems to cost us nothing. It costs us nothing to not to forgive, but to take revenge.
但是那个如果不要去饶恕，而只是去报仇的时候，看起来就简单多了。
We keep our pride, we keep our face. We exercise our rights and we show everyone else that it is costly to mess with us.
然后我们就可以保护我们的骄傲，我们就可以练习我们所知道的那些律法，我们也可以保护我们的面子，我们就给这个世界看看如果和我们得罪我们的时候会有怎么样的代价。
And when you think about maybe people who have wronged you, who have hurt you,
当你思想那些人或许伤害过你或许得罪过你的人的时候
maybe it is the church leader who has disappointed you or a person in your ministry team who keeps discouraging you
或许这个人是伤害过你的那些领导或者是在教会组织里面没有鼓励过你的这些人
maybe it's a person who looks down at your kids or the friend who deserts you
或者是一个人看不起你的孩子或者是一个意义上的朋友背叛你的时候
or it's a family member who shames you or the spouse who has disgraced you
或者是你的家庭成员让你丢脸或者是你的伴侣就是背叛你的时候
maybe this person have hurt you isn't even sorry
或者这个伤害你的人根本就不感到抱歉
this person doesn't even know how much hurt they've caused in your life
这个人根本就不知道他对你的生活造成了怎样的困扰。
This person could be a liar, a hypocrite, and a bully.
这个人或许他是一个撒谎的人，或者是一个残暴的人，也或者是一个专门欺压的人。
This person could be selfish, proud, and ignorant.
这个人可能是一个自私的人，是一个骄傲的人，也可能是一个愚昧的人。
The things that they have said, the things that they have done, the things that they should have done but not done.
那些他们说的话他们做的事情和他们应该做却没有做的事情
This person that hurt you a lot and you are a victim
这个人伤害了你很多然后你就是一个受害者
And Jesus he knows all of this and he understands that sometimes in life others will owe us debts
耶稣知道这所有的一切他也明白有些时候在生命当中有些人真的是会欠你一些东西
Maybe even substantial debts, like 100 denarii ones.
或许有些欠款是一笔很大量的欠款，就像那个十两银子的人。
But Jesus says to the believer and to Peter, I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times.
但是耶稣对他的信徒就说，我不是告诉你七次，而是70个7次。
Don't just forgive many times, forgive every time.
不是很多次去饶恕，而是每一次都要去饶恕。
Jesus says to the believer, "Remember your heavenly Father's forgiveness of you."
耶稣对他的信徒说，要时常记住我们上帝对我们的饶恕。
Because this is the only way, this is the only basis from which you can find power to forgive and show mercy to others.
因为这个是唯一，也是仅仅的一个基础，最唯一的基础，让我们能够找到饶恕人的力量。
You find it hard to forgive your brothers?
如果你发现你很难去饶恕你的弟兄姐妹
Then remember this parable. Remember that the Father's forgiveness is both costly and generous.
那么就请记住这个预言，记住上帝对我们的饶恕是既昂贵又宽宏大量的。
We remember that the forgiveness is costly because it costs like 10,000 talents.
我们知道这个饶恕是非常的昂贵的，因为它要花1,000,000 银子。
It was a sum that was too large to measure, a payment beyond our imagination.
这一笔钱是太大， 就是无法测量，是一种超过我们想象的。
And for God the Father, forgiveness of us costed him his son Jesus.
对于上帝来讲，他对我们的饶恕就是花费了耶稣基督。
It costed him his very own son, whom from eternity before and eternity after was always pleasing in his eyes.
这个就是上帝对我们的饶恕，这个代价就是耶稣基督他自己的儿子，从永生从万有之前就一直在他眼里蒙恩的人。
At the cross, the Father, for the first and only time in all of history, he turned his face away from his son.
在十字架上，上帝是第一次，也是仅仅一次，把他的脸转掉了。
He poured out his anger onto Jesus as he hung on the cross.Bearing our sins.
他把我们所有的人的，就是他倾倒他的他的愤怒在在耶稣的身上，因为耶稣为我们钉在了十字架上。
That just punishment that those who hurt you and those you deserve are paid for, dealt out in Jesus.
所以说这个就是比喻在这个惩罚就是我们所应该得到的，但是却被上帝他的儿子所代替我们，去把人家欠我们的那个债扯清了。
God the Father knows that forgiveness is costly more than anyone.
上帝我们的天父知道这个饶恕是非常昂贵，就是多于任何一个人的。
And from this story we also know that the forgiveness of GodShown to each believer was also gracious.
从这个故事当中，我们也看到上帝的饶恕对我们每一个信徒来讲也是非常慷慨大方的。
It is like the way the king canceled the servant's debt. It was without condition, freely given.
就像这个王取消了他这个仆人所有的欠债，然后就是毫无任何代价的，就是释放了他。
The forgiveness and cancelling of the debt was given because of his mercy, while the servant has no ability or even possibility to pay him back.
当这个仆人根本就没有能力，或者是根本就没有可能去还这个贷款的时候，上帝对他施展了怜悯和宽恕。
In the same way, for Christians, while you and I were still sinners, unable to worship, unable to please and love God, God the Father.Showed you and I forgiveness.
就是当同样的事情，当我们还是罪人的时候，没有能力去偿还或者是去爱上帝的时候，但是上帝给了我们他的怜悯。
And he accepted you when you pleaded for forgiveness, when you repented, and he counted you righteous because of Jesus.
他接受了你的认罪悔改，当你回转向他的时候，他有他的公义。
Forgiveness of sins was given to you without strings attached.
然后罪的饶恕是上帝白白给我们的，是没有任何附加条件的。
As a Christian, you didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to earn your way into the Father's love.
作为基督徒，你不需要去做很好的事情，或者是不需要去工作，不需要去任何努力，你就可以从上帝得到白白的恩惠。
And on top of cancelling your debt, God the Father has blessed you and given you more than you deserve.
在饶恕你所有的罪之上，上帝还真的是给了你更多的祝福。
Because of Jesus, he has brought you into his own family.
因为上帝把你带到了他自己的家庭。
You are his children, and his Holy Spirit lives in you and with you.
你是他的孩子，所以圣灵就住在你的里面，和你同住。
And this costly and generous forgiveness of the Father is what gives Christians the power to forgive. This is how we forgive.
这个昂贵而又宽宏大量的这个饶恕，从我们上帝而来的，就真正是教会了我们，给我们这个力量去饶恕别人。
And so today, if you have claimed to receive this forgiveness from your Heavenly Father.
所以今天如果你想你想要这个上帝而来的宽恕，
if you have already.
哦，今天如果你已经有了这个上帝而来的饶恕。
Then you need to come to terms with what you have received.
所以，那你就要去想想他的，去，你要去想，这个条例，就是你从上帝这里得到了一些什么。
This forgiveness means you cannot willingly withhold forgiveness and mercy from others.
这就是意味着你不能再这么吝啬的，有了这些饶恕而不去给别人。
It means that you cannot demand compensation or impose terms and conditions when you forgive others.
这个就意味着你不能无止境的去索求偿还，而把这些附加条件加在你的这些饶恕当中。
This means you cannot simply walk away, give up, and then bear a grudge and hate the other person.
这就意味着你不能够很简单的就是调转，然后走开，但是呢，去，就是给他们一个，陷阱，不能耿耿于怀。
You may not be vindictive and aggressive towards those who have sinned against you, like the servant in the story.
你可能不会那么的斗气，或者是有侵略性的对那些得罪你的人一样，就像那个故事里的那个人。
But if on the surface you merely put up with someone, but underneath secretly you're holding their past against them, you have not forgiven them from your heart.
但是你如果是表面上饶恕了这个人，但是在你的内心你还是用他们的罪来对付他们，然后就说明你内心其实是没有原谅他们的。
If you look at someone, you label them in your head, someone never again deserving your Christian love and friendship, you have not forgiven them in your heart.
如果你看着这个人，但是在你的脑海里，你把这个人标签为那一类，他是永远都不可能再得到你，基督里面的爱，的这样的话，那这个你就不是从内心里去饶恕的这个人。
Instead, I want to encourage you to forgive them by showing the same mercy God the Father has poured out.Onto you.
但是相反的，我们应该去鼓励、去饶恕那些那些人，就像上帝、我们的耶稣基督饶恕和怜悯我们一样。
The forgiveness of the Father gives you power to forgive those who are sorry, no matter how many times they've hurt you.
这个上帝而来的饶恕的力量是给了你力量去饶恕那些人，一些是真的觉得有抱歉，或者是他们根本就不知道伤害了你多少次的人。
The forgiveness of the Father gives you power to forgive all manners of hurt, of pain and grief.
然后上帝的饶恕的力量也给了你力量去饶恕，无论是伤害或者是疼痛或者是一些那个
Shall I continue?
It
might take some time, but there is no sin against us that we cannot forgive.
那可能会花一些时间去饶恕，但是没有什么是我们不能够饶恕的。
And like the servant in the parable, each one of us is infinitely more of a debtor than a victim that we think we are.
就像在这个故事里，在这个预言里的仆人一样，我们每一个人其实都是无限的在被欠款，而多过于这个受害者。就是我们认为我们是受害者，但其实我们都是那个借款的人。
The forgiveness of the Father gives you power to forgive without bitterness and a thirst for justice.
这个上帝给你宽恕的能力，是让你可以去宽恕。然后是毫无怨言的宽恕，也没有对那些正直或者是正义的那些渴望。
Because their punishment is not swept under the carpet or disappeared into thin air. Jesus paid it.
因为这个惩罚不是藏在那个地毯下，或者是消失在空气当中的，是因为上帝把它背到了十字架上。
The forgiveness of the Father gives you reason to encourage and to foster an environment of forgiveness.
这个上帝给你的饶恕的能力，给了你理由，也是鼓励你去饶恕那些人。
You have the good news of Jesus dying on the cross, bearing the sin of all people, who was raised again victorious.
你有一个好消息，就是上帝为我们众人的罪而死，而背在十字架上。
Knowing this, you have all you need to be a peacemaker, especially amongst believers.
知道这样的话，你就有能力去作为一个和平者，特别是在我们信徒当中。
The forgiveness of the Father gives you reason to treasure the forgiveness of others.
这个上帝给你饶恕的能力，给了你一种力量，可以去和去饶恕别人。
You now know how much forgiveness costs.
然后你现在知道了这个饶恕会花多少代价。
And you have heard Jesus' warning to those who take lightly the forgiveness of the Father.
然后你也听到了耶稣的警告，如果你只是去饶恕一点点，或者是不愿意去饶恕的话。
And in the end, the forgiveness of the Father gives you reason even to forgive those who are not sorry.
然后上帝给你的饶恕的能力，也给了你理由，一定要去饶恕那些人。或者就算那些人根本就不感到抱歉。
You don't have to be the best friend or to let them hurt you over and over again.
你们不需要成为好朋友而让他们一遍又一遍的伤害你。
Forgiving those who are unapologetic or unremorseful is not the same as reconciliation and making up.
去饶恕那些从来都不会道歉的人，从某种意义上讲，它不是和和解是一个意义。
Restoring a friendship requires, and a relationship requires effort and desire from both parties.
因为修复一个关系，它需要双方的一个渴望和一个努力。
But as a Christian, you have the reason to always willing to accept and offer reconciliation and forgiveness.
但是作为基督徒，你一定有一个很好的理由，去经常愿意去提供。或者是去接受一个和解。
So who is it then, the person that you have not forgiven?
那现在谁是那个人你还没有原谅，还没有去饶恕的那个人呢？
And today things must change. Don't ignore Jesus' words.
所以今天事情必须要发生改变，千万不要忽略上帝的话语。
Good medicine, as they say in Chinese, is bitter to the taste.
我们经常说良药苦口。
Have you accepted the wonderful forgiveness of the Father?
你是不是已经完全接受了那个上帝伟大的救赎？
The forgiveness that costed him his own son and given to you simply because of his mercy.
上帝的那个救赎就是他的耶稣基督，他的亲生儿子作为代价，在十字架上为我们死，然后这个对我们的这些怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, the forgiveness of the Father gives you both the power and the reason to forgive.
上帝给我们的这些怜悯，给了我们不仅仅是一种力量去饶恕，也给了我们一种理由去饶恕。
Thank him, love him, pray to him, hand over your hurt and pain and grief over to him.
我们应该感谢他，爱他，把我们所有的疼痛和那些伤害交托在他。
And just as God the Father has forgiven you, forgive those who have sinned against you unlimitedly.
就像我们的天父饶恕我们一样，我们要无止境的去饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢您的话语。
You know that obedience is difficult for us sometimes.
你知道，遵从您的话语有时候是非常难的。
Please change our hearts, and we know your Spirit lives in us.
但是求您改变我们的内心，让我们知道圣灵是与我们同住的。
We thank you that you are such a loving and forgiving God.
我们感谢您，因为您是那个伟大而宽恕的王。
And let us remember what the forgiveness you have given us.
让我们一同思想这些你给我们的饶恕。
That will forgive others.
让我们有能力去饶恕其他的人。
And tell the world of your forgiveness.
然后向这个世界证明您的饶恕。
We pray in Jesus' name.
是奉主耶稣基督名祈求，阿门。